The scientific method.
Pioneered by ancient Greeks, developed by medieval Muslims, systematized in the Renaissance, perfected in the Enlightenment, and patented by the DuPont Corporation, the scientific method improved on man's previous tradition, making shit up. The scientific method added the crucial step of experimentation, using real-world data to test a hypothesis that, if proven, would be accepted by scientists as a theory, which could then be used to get a grant, or in some cases, tenure.
The scientific method in action. Number one, identify the problem.
In 1854, hundreds of people in London's Soho district suddenly came down with cholera. At first, this was considered a slight improvement on their usual state of dysentery.
Cholera epidemic! 127 dead in 3 days! Survivors flee Soho! Soho lofts now available!
Number two, research the problem.
Dr. John Snow, fresh off the discovery of his eponymous form of precipitation, arrives on the scene to gather information. As his notebooks reveal, his suspicions quickly focus on a public well, known as the Broad Street Pump, oddly close to what were called at the time, festering public shitholes.
Number three, formulate a hypothesis.
As he later recounted, Snow then turned the evidence into a revolutionary new theory.
Having thus gathered the data, I could not help but wonder whether the epidemic was not in some way related to the fact that every one of its sufferers had drunk water absolutely teeming with human shit.
Dr. John Snow, on the possible health detriments of consuming massive amounts of human excrement.
Number four, test the hypothesis.
Snow set out to verify his idea experimentally, pioneering two fields, epidemiology and college student income earning.
Attention Oxford students, 30 volunteers wanted quickly for study. 10 to drink from Broad Street Pump, 10 to drink from uncontaminated pump, 10 to eat naught but shit. Last group earns 3 pence extra.
Number five, analyze the results. Draw a conclusion.
Southwark Waterworks Company, without admitting any prior actionable wrongdoing, now advises the inhabitants of the Soho district not to drink any water which has previously been shattered. We also announce with regret the discontinuation of our popular line of bottled refreshments, cesspit spritzers and night soil nectars. Turned out I was right. It was the shit.
Dr. Snow once again from his seminal paper on the possible health detriments of consuming massive amounts of human excrement.
Bigger.
Bigger is better. A tiny three-word expression that completely belied itself. But it reflected a larger truth. We liked things truly large. In fact, bigness as an end in itself was a goal in fields as diverse as engineering, architecture, transportation, gastronomy, weaponry, and shoulder padology. Why? Because it spoke to our soaring ambition to make an enduring mark on the planet. Surely it was this noble impulse, nothing else, that explains all the tall, rock-hard human erections you've discovered thrusting themselves into Earth's virginal skies.